Brit Brett, is that you?
You're. Eyes here, boss.
Don't do that. We are recording. And as soon as Kobe come, we gonna start. You need to quit.
Oh. How you doing?
Me, I'm here, yo. I got a my cycle started and I got a headache and some nausea and I'm tired. I done been asleep twice today.
You pregnant? We about to get a girl now.
Girl, the way I'm bleeding, I don't think that's possible.
Oh, it's the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Ontario?
I don't know.
Well, I had a pretty good Monday, nice and smooth.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, girl. Ugh. But I made it that way because I was like, listen, y'all not about to bombard me with all this shit.
Not today.
Not. Then I had to go work out too.
Where you go? You go to Planet Fitness.
I don't know what the gym called. I got a trainer.
Oh, look at you.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm getting that work in. Hush that bus.
Everybody move to the back of the bus. Oh, man.
Is it already recording?
Yes.
Hello?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
What's popping?
Nothing, y'all.
What's popping? Brand new whip, something.
No, ma'am. That is not what they be talking about.
Has it already started?
Yes, it starts recording whenever one person joins the call. So we've been recording for the past 3 minutes.
It says 35 seconds.
Because you've just joined. But I've been on and I have been recording for about 3 minutes now, and 7 seconds, 8 seconds.
Oh, Kobe, you sound far away. What you doing?
Huh?
Oh, you don't sound far away no more.
I don't know how to put a microphone on my phone.
What you don't need a microphone on your phone.
Oh, okay. Cool. Let's get this thing started.
Okay.
It's always too late, ain't it?
Ain't it?
First of all, let's talk about you and your bum internet yesterday, okay?
We're not doing that. We're not doing that because I'm not about to be up here all night with y'all fussing. You can fuss amongst yourself and you're not going.
She ain't even have to attack my internet, though.
I mean, but somebody else says you have the bare minimum. Shout out to Sophie.
It's the shade. It's the shade for me.
Oh my god, shout out to JB from the Rude Urban Truth Podcast, my dog for life. Oh my god, that was so funny yesterday. But anyways, we're going. What, Brett?
Talk shit about my little internet or whatever.
It's trying.
Okay. But anyway, y'all ready? Let's go.
Oh my goodness. So, welcome back to a new episode of Black Girl POV. It's your girl, Dovecat. I got my co-host, B. Nicole, in the building.
What up?
And over on the other side, we got Coco B. What it do, baby boo?
Hey, y'all. What's up?
So, because it's so late, we're just going to go ahead and hop into this thing. And hopefully, I don't sound too dry. I'm going to do my best. But first up for tea time, we have our girl, B. Simone, telling us that we need to be the man we want to attract. What y'all feel about that? How y'all feel about B. Simone giving us this knowledge?
BB, B. Simone, she always in something. Like, you know how the kids back in the day, your grandparents be like, you always in some shit.
Oh my God.
That's how B. Simone is, I feel like. But in this case, I don't think she was wrong, but I'm going to bring another side of it. So basically what she was saying is, you know, all the things that you ask for, man, you should have those things too. And I've always thought that way too. Like, I'm not going to ask for you to not have a place to stay, and I don't have a place to stay. I ain't going to say you need a car if I ain't got a car. I ain't going to say you need a job if I ain't got a job. Like, I thought that was reasonable. But I was listening to this guy talking about it, and this is the way that he put it. He said that he had a woman, his ex, he had a girl who had the same things that he did, had a busy job, made a lot of money, like they were equal. But he said the thing was they had a dog, and she traveled a lot for her work versus he stayed at home for his work. But he was like a business owner or whatever. And they had a dog, and the dog needed a lot of attention that she couldn't give the dog, and neither could he give to the dog. And he said it made him realize that he didn't want a woman that was doing the same things as him, because that means there was nobody there to take care of home. And that gave me like a different perspective of why men may choose a woman that is not as busy as them, not as active as them, not doesn't make that much money, because they may look at it as like, well, if I'm always busy, I'm always away, who would take care of home? So that was just a different perspective of it. But I know that women, we do look for a man that is like kind of our equal, where men maybe don't.
But I think that's stupid. Well, no, I don't think it's stupid, because you're right. But what I do find, I find that men who say that type of thing, like to hear Facebook say it, right? I saw a lot of men praising B. Simone. Praising B. Simone, who not too in the past was like basically saying that she was trash because she didn't want a man that worked a 9-to-5, because she didn't feel like they would be equal and all this other good stuff with time and all the other good stuff, right? So they crucified her for saying that. Now they want to praise her for saying this because it benefits them. But then I always think about the men who say this is what they want. They want a woman that works. She does this, she does that. But a lot of times they don't want what comes along with a woman who's working and doing all this other stuff. So, I mean, prime example was the guy that you just said, who said that his girl was busy and he was busy. They ain't had time to take care of a dog. And quiet as it's kept, a dog is not that high maintenance unless it's a puppy. And that wasn't specified, but that's neither here nor there, because once the dog is trained, they don't really need that much attention. But that's neither here nor there. But it's just like, you say you want a woman who's doing all these things. She's this, she's that, and the third. But when she's doing all of this, this, that, and the third, she can't. She's not gonna have time, because she's working too much and doing all these things that you admire in her. That's why I always be looking at men sideways when they be talking about how they want an independent woman, they want this and they want that. And I'm just like, because it sounds like when you do get an independent woman, you don't like that she doesn't have all the time for you. She may not always hold her peace. She might let you know, give you a piece of her mind. She might do all these things that you may not necessarily like.
Right.
So which is it?
Independent woman that shut up. And
that's not what comes with independent. I think that, I mean, I like what B. Simone said, you know, because as a woman, I'm not going to ask of things from a man that I don't have. But I totally get what you guys are saying about being booked and busy. If you want an independent woman and who got her own, she gonna be booked and busy and ain't gonna have time for you.
That's it.
And that's just that. So to me, it's kind of like a double standard, you know, like you can't want all of this. And then the same thing with women and a man. If you want a man with all this stuff, they might be busy. They might not have time for you.
Yeah, they're going to be busy.
They are going to be busy. But you know what's...
when you want that time, they're going to be working or doing whatever they got to do. So...
This is probably, I don't know, this might just be me. Maybe I'm just weird. But, like, I want a man, you know, who works, who's going to pay the bills, all that good jazz. But I also want to feel like that I got, he also still has all the time in the world for me. Is that crazy?
Yes.
Is it?
You said that you want a man who work all the time, but he still got all the time for you?
I still want to feel like it.
Girl.
But you, don't you got a husband?
I do.
Jobs.
Talking about you got, you are a man.
Well, I have a man, but what I'm saying is that I would, and he, I mean, he does work a lot. But I never feel like he does.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
He so always makes like, time for you, basically.
Always. And that's always been important to me. You can have all the money in the world. You can work all these jobs. You can be super duper busy. But if you are aligning yourself with me, if you are saying that I am your girl, your woman, whoever, then that means that I need to feel like I am that girl, regardless if you have all these jobs or not. And that doesn't, and that's not me like saying that I need all of your time. So when you get off work, you better be willing to spend a whole day with me. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that when you do have the time, I need to feel like I'm the only thing that's on your mind.
But it depends, like, what do you mean by like having the time? Is it just that when, because we're in COVID, so I mean, like, is it just that, you know, when he's off, he spends that time with you? Or is it like when he's off, he pampers you, like he takes you places and all this stuff? Or is it just that he just gives you the time, even if it's sitting on the couch and watching a movie with you or eating with you?
Yeah, like, I mean, like I know that my husband,
I would say,
like, I know my husband is busy, right? Like, I know that. Like, I know that when he works and he gets off, he's tired. I know that too. But, like, taking a moment to, like, say, take me and the baby to breakfast or something. Or, like, to go to my favorite spot or something like that. Taking that little bit of time. You know what I'm saying? That was, like, that makes me, like, dang, I know that nigga care about me. Let me leave him alone so he can take a 5-hour nap or whatever the case may be. Because he made that time for me.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I think, too, it's the time for me. Like, if you can sit there, watch a movie with me, we ain't gotta go nowhere, but just show that you care and acknowledge that, like you said, I'm your woman, I'm here, I'm here for you, then yeah, that's cool with me.
So I don't know, I think really the only thing with women that had a, they had something to say about what B. Simone said, it was the messenger. They don't like B. Simone because she's annoying, which is understood. But
she's really loud and baby annoying, baby boy.
And she's not really that funny. She's funny sometimes, rare moments where she's funny. But I think that's really all it is. Like, sometimes you just have to be like, do I not agree with the message, or is it the messenger?
Yeah, that's what it is. I think, because when it really came down to it, when she was saying, I was like, because I first seen her, she was trending, and then I seen the video and I was like, well, damn, what'd she say? Like, that's something that we do for ourselves. Like, if you're this type of woman, you're looking for this type of man, like, what did she say wrong? And I really think it was just the messenger as well, because she said that fuck shit about the 9-to-5 guy, and then her whole plagiarism thing. So I just think people just mad at her.
They're over her.
That's all it is.
They're over B. Simone.
So, I mean, she'd have made $1 million off of that. So, I mean,
right.
I mean, I guess it is what it is. But, I mean, B. Simone ain't say nothing wrong. Y'all just don't like the messenger. But, I mean, we can have a discussion for another day. But I would think, or I thought, maybe I'm just crazy, that it was kind of like common sense. Yeah. That you would want somebody that kind of meets you, to that meets your fly or meets you where you're
exactly
at. But apparently... Women and men are both out here asking for things that are unattainable. I guess
people like what they like. And sometimes people don't know what they like. People just be saying stuff until they get it. Like that case, in your case, Brittany, of the story you just told.
Oh, but the guy.
Yeah.
I think he tripping. But I don't know that man.
I mean, I understand that men date down all the time.
Date down?
I use the wrong word. Men date like that all the time. Like, how many times do we see, like, quote unquote, about a man who makes a lot of money or something like that. And they just go get like a regular, I don't know the correct. So they get a woman that's not, I guess, as busy or something like that. Like they get a woman who probably has just like a regular job or something like that. And you be like, how did that happen? Like men do that all the time. I see it. We see it all the time. Like y'all making this like I'm crazy. No.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. I ain't saying that. I'm listening.
So I'm just saying, like, for that guy, I understood what he was. It made me understand why maybe men do date women like that. Like, oh, okay. So you need somebody at home. You want somebody who pampers you. You want somebody who can take care of your home while you out being busy.
I think it's an ego thing.
It could be that, too. Because he said he was, like, a business owner, but the chick he was dating was a VP. So she had to travel a lot. And that could have been a thing as well. Like, oh, she's too busy for me. She doing too much. And the fact that he was like home while she was gone, it could have been like she has more power than me. You never know.
Right.
I really thought that she was about to say that she was also a business owner. But being a VP seems like a regular job to me.
But
if you're a VP of a company,
be busy and be gone all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like it could be possibly an ego, but I don't know this man. Sorry to this man.
Me either.
I don't know.
Sorry to this man.
Sorry to this man.
But you, I mean, there's so many different things, yo. So many different things as to why. But the poor dog, that's what I feel sorry for. Poor little Toto. I just gave that dog a name. Anyways, so we're going to keep it moving. We're going to move on. We're going to keep it short tonight because we're talking to you guys so late. So we're going to move on to the next segment of Stay Woke. And what we have on the docket for the Stay Woke section is in Greenville, South Carolina. They have... now I know I cut my notifications off on my laptop. Anyways, so they have a new abortion law that basically states that... I'm not even going to say it's this particular city. So I'm thinking it's the state of South Carolina has a new law in place for abortion that basically says that if a heartbeat can be detected, you cannot get an abortion unless it's for some other extenuating circumstance. They have made allowances for rape and incest. But even then, the doctor has to jump through a kajillion million hoops to prove that this is what it's for. And it has to be signed off and all that good stuff. So what y'all think about this abortion law in South Carolina?
I think they just need to let women just do what they want to do. Like, far as that, it is a woman's body. Like, we all say, like, just let the women live in South Carolina. Let them live.
I just... So, I've watched this documentary, y'all, called Something 21, Mega 21... Something 21. I think I sent it to y'all. And basically talked about eugenics. And it gave me like a whole new perspective about abortion and stuff and like where the whole thing came from. Margaret Sanger with her ass, Bill Gates' parents, like all these people who basically sat on the board of eugenics and what they were trying to do. About them sterilizing black girls, saying that they were feeble-minded and ignorant and that they shouldn't be allowed to procreate. It was disgusting, okay? Just point blank, period. And I mean...
That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. And it was... KK, I sent it to you. It was...
You did. You sent it in the chat. It's 2 hours, and I told you that. My mom was in there. There was no way I was going to be able to watch it.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And it gives you like a shocking, like, oh my fucking God. Like I didn't even know that the Planned Parenthood came out of the eugenics movement. Hello. I was like, oh, okay. I always knew that Planned Parenthood was the Margaret Sanger thing and her ass was really evil and they pretended like she was this nice woman. And basically, you know, Planned Parenthood has turned into more than abortion, of course. It has given women, you know, who can't afford it, a safe way to get pap smears, birth control, all this stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's just finding out the original idea behind it was just like a shocker. Now, for this law, I too believe that women have the right to choose.
because of different things like rape and all those things that is the reason why they're pregnant or whatever. But when it get into just women who I don't even know how to explain it. Like, that documentary just made me think, like, so totally fucking different, you know? Like, not that I don't think abortions or anything should happen, but just the amount of abortions that happens, and that being the number one killer of Blacks is abortion. So it was like, oh my God.
During what time frame was it the biggest killer? Is it now it's the biggest killer?
I don't know. It was a clip in there where they were asking people, Black people, what do they think was the number one death of Blacks? And everybody, of course, said disease, HIV, blah, 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 blah. And they was like, no, it's abortion. I would have to see.
Is it because of the Black babies that are being aborted, or because of the care, like the care or the procedure that women are Black women are going through?
You talking about like health
like, yeah, like part of the health, like they have the abortion and they get sick and die or something like that? Or is it because of there are so many African American women who are getting an abortion? Like, what is?
From my understanding, they just said abortion. They didn't specify, but it's called MAFA 21. And another thing is, another guy, which I don't know how true this is, so don't quote me, but he said, so you know how they say there's more women, it's more Black women than men, right? And he said that there are actually more Black boys who are born than Black girls, but by the time they are 18, it's more women than men, because boys have been basically either they're dead, been murdered, something like that. And I just can't imagine those many Black boys would be murdered within that time frame. By the time they're 18, there are more women than men.
What year was this documentary made?
You gotta look at it. I can't play it. I can only look at the thing right here. And all it says is MAFA 21, Black Genocide in the 21st Century America. Full documentary. But it did have quotes from the judge, which I think I sent KK that one. The judge that died. About her saying, I don't know if I sent you the one with an old girl, but
I just saw a Black lady.
The judge that died, about her saying that they had to support Planned Parenthood to keep certain how did she put it? To keep certain people basically from procreating so much is basically. In general, is what she said. It had Nancy Pelosi on there. Like, yeah. It's just watch it. Like, take 2 hours that you ain't doing shit and just watch it. And it literally is like jaw dropping. Like,
I'm gonna have to watch that.
I will add it to the list of things that Brittany has sent for me to watch.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's a whole list of things that people have been telling me to watch, and it just keeps getting longer and longer. I just want to tell y'all to quit.
I'm sorry. So I just think with the whole South Carolina thing, I believe in women's right to choose, but I just want people to be careful that we're not falling for, you know what I'm saying, what was set in place. Because literally all they did was rename eugenics to Planned Parenthood.
I mean, I get what you're saying, and like I feel that, and I feel like maybe for some people they feel like it might just be easier to get an abortion than actually raise a child, because raising a child is expensive. Ooh, just thinking about daycare alone, is just wow.
Think about having two of them in at the same time. Woo, child.
Oh my God. Oh. It's a lot. Oh. So I get why some people would prefer to just end the life or have an abortion before any of that could take place. And then not to mention even the children that are kept and are given up for adoption. Some of them are not even adopted. they're just in the system.
Yeah, till they age
until they
it
age
was a black
out.
Lady on there from North Carolina. She is 60, I think, and she was sterilized at 13 after she had.
Yeah, they had a eugenics thing mm-hmm. here.
And they she was sterilized at 13. She had got raped by a neighbor or something, and she had a son. Her grandma had custody of her, and her grandma couldn't read or write or anything like that. And basically, they told the grandma to sign these papers. The grandma did, or they told the grandma mm-hmm. if she didn't sign the papers, that they would take away her like food, her funding and stuff. And you know, at that time, you know, food stamps and stuff came in the way of like a big roll of bologna and stuff and all that. And they told her that she wouldn't be able to get her benefits if she didn't sign it. So she signed it, and they sterilized the girl. Mm-hmm. Not been able to have any more kids. And they told her that when they found out that they did it, she asked them why. And they said, because you were too ignorant to have any more kids. And your kids will be ignorant. And I'm so, and this is North Carolina. We fucking live in North Carolina. And sterilization didn't end in North Carolina till the early 80s.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about all types of women that were being sterilized for saying that they were mentally unfit to have children, all types of reasons that they gave for sterilization. And it's wild. Like,
that is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That is horrible.
I mean, you read stuff like that, and you just be like,
right,
wow.
And then you live in a state, it's more like, wow.
Is it though? This state is so back ass. I don't even know.
I know.
But the back to this whole South Carolina thing, this abortion law, I just find it funny. I always find it funny that these same people that put laws into place about a woman's right to choose whatever it is that she wants to do with her body are the same folks that be getting irritated when you talk about their guns or telling them to wear a mask,
yeah,
or all types of shit they want to get upset about, but feel like they should have the right to tell somebody what they can and cannot do. I don't know. Like, I just kind of feel like if you really cared about the babies more than policing women, then you would have more programs in place for children after mm-hmm. they are born. It's like you care about the child up until they come, and then once they come, it's just like, well, fend for yourself.
Deuces.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, and then it's just, I just think about it, it's like a cycle. It's like a young girl, she gets pregnant, and then she can't get an abortion, right, in South Carolina. And then if she doesn't have any type of support or any help, then she has to get on in it, like mm-hmm. in the system, right? So she's getting WIC, she's getting food stamps, she's getting all this other stuff, but it's so good. She ends up not saying that she's having more kids because of the benefits of like SNAP and all the other good stuff, but then she has more kids and then she's in the system. And then you talking about this black girl or whomever this child is, you talking about her, how she's a welfare queen, how she's this and how she's that. But what was failed even before she had the baby, was made to have the baby, didn't have proper access to things like birth control. Or hell, I can even take it a step back or even having the proper education at school.
Oh yeah, because they not doing it like they used to.
I mean, but the state of North Carolina, they ain't really ever did it like that. I mean, you get basics. You get, this is the male anatomy. This is the female anatomy. This is what the woman has. This is what the male has. They have the sperm. They have the egg. They come together and you have a baby, right? That's pretty much all they tell you. They don't teach you about protection. They don't teach you about STDs and stuff. And I tell anybody, that type of education I got, I didn't get it from home. I didn't get it in class. I didn't get it until I got to college and joined Project Safe. That's when I learned about, like, I knew about STDs and stuff, and I knew how people got pregnant, but that's the gist of it. I didn't know how to use a condom. I didn't know how to put a condom on.
I don't know. I remember learning about that stuff.
Not in my high school.
I'm teaching myself.
Now, the condom part, no. I didn't learn that. I think I learned that when I got to college, too. About the condom.
Yeah, I had to watch.
So, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like that decision to have an abortion, if we've had this discussion so many times in this podcast, but that decision to have an abortion is such a personal one. And sometimes a lot of women do not come too lightly. You know, and I'm not speaking about women who do this because they can't. I'm not talking about all that, but I'm talking about women who I think are probably more the majority who this was a hard decision for them to come to, right? And like they're doing the best that they can, and this is what they've come to. This is what they feel like will work for them. And for somebody just to be like, nah, like the heart,
how like, does it take for a heartbeat?
I was, they wouldn't see me until I was 4 weeks pregnant. 4 weeks. And then they couldn't hear it, but they could definitely do the ultrasound and they could see the heartbeat on the thing. And I was 4 weeks pregnant. And at that point, it could be 6 weeks, right? So I was 4 weeks pregnant. They wouldn't see me until I was 4 weeks pregnant. And when I got there, they were able to see it on the ultrasound, right? But my thing is that, but at that point, it's too late.
Listen.
I can't get it. By this law, I wouldn't be able to get an abortion in South Carolina because it's too late. And it's just like, and then they give you up until like 12 weeks. I think that's the latest that you can do. It might be, I don't know. I've never had an abortion, so I'm not going to put it on the
wall. It's 5 months.
5 months, right?
You can have an abortion up to 5 months.
And I think even that's kind of risky because babies are born all the time at 5 months and can survive.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get wanting to put a cap on it. I do think at past a certain point, it could be a little bit inhumane when the baby could survive. I think that's when you're getting a little bit too far. But I feel like when it's in these early stages and it's really not even, you can barely see arms and a leg.
When it's a little peanut
with little caviar eyes, I don't know. Some people would think that's murder and all the other good stuff. But like, I also think that that's a deeply personal decision for the woman to make and whomever she decides to make it with. And I just feel like it's trash that the opportunity should be taken from her or anybody who wants to get that because of this law. I think it's dumb.
Yeah, let the ladies do what they want to do for themselves.
I don't like that. So I don't know. I just feel like there should be less policing of women's bodies. Period.
And that's on Mary had
a little lamb. So I don't know, but it's all trash. South Carolina, do better. But you know what all that is? All that means is that people in South Carolina about to go to North Carolina and the surrounding states to get whatever it is that they want to get done. Which a lot of people do anyway, because they don't want
people to know.
So, anyway, so now we're going to move on to our discussion post. And we have the main versus the other. And when I say main, we mean the main girlfriend. We mean the wife. And the other is your side chicks, your mistresses, the other woman. So, Brittany, I'll let you lead this discussion and how you wanted it to go. So, I know it says here you want who benefits more. So, I think the main, but that's me. What do y'all think?
It depends on the context of it.
I can see the other.
Yeah, I can see the other. But I can see the main. It just depends on the relationship that the other or the mistress have with that man. Like what kind of agreement they have. You know, some people have agreements. I just feel like it's the context of the relationship that the mistress has with that man could determine the benefit, who's benefiting
more. I agree. I feel like this, in a situation, both can win or both can lose. It really depends on the man and how he plays it out, because you can give your wife everything that she needs and give your mistress everything that she needs. Or you can try to make it like one is more important than the other. And you can feel one is more important than the other. really doesn't matter, but it depends on how you play it, because some will say both will lose in the situation because neither one fully gets the man. But that's if you're looking at it from a different lens. If, like, for instance, I know a guy who he gives his wife everything that she needs for Valentine's Day, since that just passed or whatever. He treated his wife however she needed to be treated, pampered her actually the day before. He did that for his wife because the wife had something else to do, like she had to go somewhere for like work. Pamper her and everything, and then for Valentine's Day he gave his side everything that she needed for Valentine's Day. So I mean, it really just depends on the guy's perspective. But the biggest part is I want the perspective of the wife, of how she feels. What would be her terms and being okay with it, or what would be like, or why wouldn't she be okay with it? Because we live in a different time. Like, some people still live in those traditional roles, but have some marriages mm-hmm. who open to stuff like that, and they, like, as long as I get all I mm-hmm. need, what you do on the side ain't got nothing to do with me.
I seen this on Instagram one time. A lady went live, and she was basically talking about she basically said that she would not mind having, like, her husband having a mistress or the other woman. She said, because some days she'd be tired. And she was like, and if she is on a business trip and she's working, she and her husband call her saying that he's tired or whatever, or he needs somebody to talk to, she can't be there. She said she want to be able to call up the other and be like, look, yo, so-and-so, he had a rough day at work today and I ain't there. Can you go ahead and do what you got to do? She was like, I be tired sometimes, and I can just be call her and be like, listen, do what you got to do, sis. And I was sitting there wow.
That sounds good in theory, right?
Interesting.
It sounds really good in theory. But what I will say is that when you have these types of open relationships, right? It only works because, one, the communication is top-notch, A1, period. Like, that has to be gold star communication, right? That's one thing. And then also, the people involved have to have a level of understanding of self, and they have to have, like, a level of maturity.
Or there'll be entanglements.
And it'll be some mess. I mean, think about it. That sounds good in theory. Like, shoot, I wish somebody would talk to my husband when all I want to do is roll over. Yeah, and then when he's talking to her more than what he's talking to you, it could be a problem. So, like, I don't know. Like, it really depends on, because you're right. What I'm finding is that a lot more people are opening up their marriage in, like, a non-traditional sense, right? Right. And it works for them. There are men who can afford to have more than one woman, and there are women who accept that and who are fine of that. Hell, there's even women who are with, like, men who make a certain amount of money, right? They make a certain amount of money, and they're just like, you know what? I know that you be doing some foul shit on the side, and that's fine, but you better not embarrass me out here in these streets. It better be a situation where I am not embarrassed because your other woman has come up, has seen the light of day, and people know that there is somebody else that you are entertaining other than me. People don't want to be embarrassed.
I agree with that.
You know, they don't want to be embarrassed. They,
or
like,
you be
it's
like,
one
just
thing.
Don't have no baby. Just don't have no baby.
And look, right now, that's a non-negotiable for me. Open relationship or not. That's one thing that's gonna send me straight to a lawyer's office is an outside baby. Okay, that's one thing that's gonna send me up out of here. Do you understand? It ain't gonna be no. We ain't collecting $200. It ain't nothing. I'm going straight to file, because that tells me a couple of things. Two things. Oh, no, STD and a baby are two things that are non-negotiable for me. And I'm out of here. Because I'm going to tell you why. Because, huh? No, no, no.
Not at
you,
no.
No, you took a risk.
Yeah.
That's you a took risk. A risk with my life.
I'm with you
by
on
stepping
that.
Out and doing that. It's one thing to be stepping out and being with somebody and you wearing a condom, right? And I don't know about it, okay? But to say, do you, I got an STD now, curable or not, and you got a baby, those two things right there, ain't no way. I ain't no way. There is, because every time I would see that child, 20 years from now, I will be reminded that that child was an infidelity of yours.
But women do it all the time.
I just, and it's not in me. I am not those women. I am not mature enough to handle it. I can tell you that right now. I cannot do it.
I'm not going to tell a personal story. I'm just going to, in general, I find that the wives often think that you want their husbands. Like the example you just gave of what happens when he starts talking to her more, blah, 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 blah. And let me tell you, some of these women, they don't want the husbands. Like, they want what they can give to them. They like to have fun with them or whatever, whatever. But then after that, that's all it is. Like, I'm not interested in your marriage. I'm not interested in having what you have. Because number one, you have to realize is your husband is a cheater.
I don't want him.
He cheats on you. Like, what you think he gonna do with the other shit? And so some of these girls are smart in that. And I think that wives sometimes have that wives sometimes have that why her factor type of thing. So they have to find a way to make themselves feel good in a situation. And so they make it out mm-hmm. to be like, oh, she wants my place. And in actuality, the girl may not even want your damn place.
Honey, or she listen, do. The girl might not want your place. The wife might not right. even want her place.
You right about that too.
Tell you the truth.
You right about that. That's on the notion that wife or that side, they don't, you know what I'm saying?
I was in.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's why I think it depends on the right. context.
So I was in this group. I was listening on Clubhouse, of course. That's why I got all my trash. They and the group was called "Wifey versus the Side Chick," who gets more or some shit like that. But basically, all these wives were attacking girls who either said they've been side before or they were sides, and you know they went in on them saying how you need to respect yourself more. How dare you?
Now, see
how
this?
Dare you basically do this to another? No,
how
dare you do this to another black woman? And it just made me realize that a lot of women still have the notion that, oh, you're supposed to respect this of mine instead of making your spouse or your man or whatever he is respect this of theirs, because he don't have no room.
See, and that's if he and don't that's, let that's my gripe. Right. That's always been my gripe with married women, that. Or even main girlfriends. Right, it has always been my gripe with main girlfriends and wives to say that you should respect yourself, you should do this, and you should do that. And then my question, and it's always been, why don't you have that same energy with your man? Because his loyalty was to you. Hers isn't.
Listen, you can have the energy to both of them. I'm just saying.
But see, this is the thing, though. This is my thing. Like, if your man wants stepped out, and he stepped out with a friend of somebody, a cousin, a family member, I think that conversation is different, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's somebody that you don't even know,
exactly.
Why should she be loyal to you? She don't owe you nothing. She don't owe you a thing.
No, she don't owe you a thing.
The anger.
But if she knew that you were in a relationship with that person,
but she don't owe you. She don't owe you nothing.
Now they both
could it be?
You.
Like, they both. Well, then that. I mean, I can understand that, okay. And I'm not even gonna sit here and say that if that were to happen to me, that I sit here and being like, you know what, it's not her fault. No, I'm not gonna sit here and say that. But I also know that my energy is not gonna be expelled at her because I didn't marry her.
I think they just
my husband's loyalty is
everybody gets
energy. I don't see the point in being mad with the other.
It is your boyfriend or whatever spouse that is his job to protect that sanctuary.
His responsibility.
Whatever that y'all got going on. Mm-hmm. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm just trying to get what I want.
Not a thing.
Well, you'll just be getting all the smoke then. You'll be getting smoke. Both of y'all be getting smoke.
Why? Why would you mad?
She don't owe you anything.
Why would you get?
She didn't sign. Why would she didn't sign no agreement saying that she was going to be faithful to you.
Nah, I
can't even.
Know.
I'm sitting here.
Y'all know. I remember I said some things a couple of times before, and it ain't even happened like that. So I don't know. Unless you in that predicament and it's going on, you don't know how you're going to react when the shit happens.
I don't know. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, right? And this is in theory because it hasn't happened to me. But like, I'm sitting here just like, would I even want to talk to the other woman? Would I call her? Would I?
No, ain't no reason.
The only reason
approach you, that's when they change.
Well, she wouldn't.
Oh, they would.
You know what? This is so funny. Sometimes they do. But like, I don't know. I think I might say something if she was going on and carrying on, like she didn't know that there was somebody else.
Oh, they sometimes.
Then
they
I might.
On and that's when they owe you some. That's when it gets.
So, but even if they knew, it's still like my energy and my anger can't be directed towards her. She don't know me from a man in the moon.
I think it's the
her.
Context and the way the other shows up. If the other shows up all not right, then that's when you gotta take action.
I mean, I guess. You know, and it's funny because me and my husband talk about this type of stuff all the time. And he is always just like that. He tells his boys that if you're gonna be involved with somebody else other than your man, then you need to get with somebody that got something to lose too.
Because
there ain't gonna be no reckless. It ain't gonna be no reckless behavior because they got something they can lose too.
And that's the whole point. That's the whole point. Now, if you messing with chicks out here that ain't got nothing to lose, they definitely don't got shit to lose. I know from experience.
I had an old store manager who he was married and he was messing with this chick and she was married. And I was like, this is the perfect situation because she ain't trying to tell on you because she ain't trying to mess up her house. And you because you ain't trying to mess up your house. Like they literally had like the perfect mistress situation. Like I was like, yeah, I always believe that if you're going to cheat on somebody, you do it with a person that got something to lose to. Because if these motherfuckers who don't, they'll fuck up your shit. Just for fun. Just because you made them mad.
Fuck all up.
Now, you
want to
not call me back tonight? Oh. I'm calling your girlfriend.
That's hilarious. I think also, like, with the other woman. I remember a friend.
And I think this goes for all types of relationships, by the way.
Okay. But for the other woman, I had a friend, and I can't remember who told me this. It might have been one of y'all, but it might not. But she said that the other always kind of benefits more because you're getting a lot of things to keep you quiet. So you can ask more things to him, more like physical things for him to purchase and things for him to do because he's gonna try to keep you quiet. So of course he's gonna do whatever he needs to do to make sure that you're
unless
happy
it's a nigga
you
who
stay
don't
in
do
your
fuck.
Place. That's true. And then if he don't, it won't matter.
Like be like, I don't care, tell her. Like
dang.
Yeah, it's like that.
Wow. Does he know that the girl not gonna leave him or something?
He know that there won't be like he's done cheated so much on his wife. She know and he know there's no consequence.
You know what's crazy? And he probably the same type. If he found out his wife was cheating, he would burn the house down.
He'll probably be so hurt.
That's always the type right there.
It ain't that she ain't saying that. And what she do is she calls the women that she knows he's fucked with and acts like, have you seen him and all that stuff.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Wow.
Before I call the next woman about where my husband is, I'm just going to call U-Haul to come U-Haul my shit out of his house.
Wow.
To
the lawyer's office. That's a lie.
I said, and take you to the lawyer's office.
You said what?
Yeah, girl, I've met some people.
Take you straight to the lawyer's office. Stories.
But they probably listen, so
I probably got some stories double. Too. Girl.
It is. Like that it's open marriage stuff is like so big now, and it's like if it's not voluntarily open, it's involuntary.
I don't know if I could do it, though.
I don't either.
I know I couldn't do voluntary. Couldn't do that. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know. I like to think that I'm progressive in my thinking, just a little bit. Really.
That's
a little bit. I'm kind of progressive. Like when people like to say they woke, I'm a little woke. Like I'm just waking up from some cold drowsy medicine that I took, and I'm trying to wake up. That's
so
where
the
I'm
thing
at
about me. It is, mm-hmm. So let's say, so God darn it. So let's say for a couple, here's just an example. So let's say a couple who was a part of a sex club, right? And once they got married, the wife didn't want to be part of the sex club no more. But you know, you married a man who's into that stuff, right? How now can you request mm-hmm. him to automatically just stop that stuff all of a sudden got married? So that's what I think about. Like when we were like, oh, I can't. Like, do our sex drive and stuff match this man's sex drive? Does our adventure matches his adventure? Like, you can't just all of a sudden demand that a person stop doing something because you don't want to do it anymore.
Right. I agree with that.
Ugh, gosh. He probably married her exactly. thinking that the sex club was going to continue.
And now it's like no more sex clubs.
Not for you. Like, do y'all listen?
I haven't listened.
You still listen to Horrible Decisions?
I haven't listened to it in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. Mandy got a boyfriend. Well, she had a boyfriend, and they be going to the
they
club
broke up
together.
Already?
You said what? No, I don't know if they broken up or not. I don't know. I just know that the last time that I listened to, she was. It's been a while since I listened to a full episode, but I listened. Mm-hmm. But she was like, basically, like they go together, and they do this thing together, but they still are like, they like. It sounds like that they want mm-hmm. to have. To be open sexually. But as far as just like a lighter relationship, emotional type of stuff, it's like, it's just between them.
But it's like,
it's what it sounds like.
It just seems like how, I don't know, how that works out.
Some people are not emotionally tied to sex.
True.
Like somebody like me, there's just no way that I could be out here in these sex clubs and just be having, the
right.
girl couldn't
you
emotionally handle
somebody.
It.
Didn't do that either.
And in theory, it's right. I feel like we might can go once or twice, once or twice, and once or twice. I don't know if I would even participate.
Marry these promiscuous men, and then all of a sudden expect these men not to be promiscuous anymore. Like, where did you get this idea from?
Ooh,
like,
you
need to have sex 4 to 5 times a week, and you only want to fuck twice. Like, that ain't gonna work. Like, if you not giving him his 4 to 5 times, somebody else is.
There you go. So, I don't know. I feel like, in the grand scheme of things, I don't know. Sometimes it ain't always
you know
always
what? And another clubhouse girl, this girl was like, that she lets her husband do what he needed to do. Because she was like, you know, sometimes I don't feel like giving head. And she was like, I don't feel like busting it open. So she was like, they have like people. And she'd just be like, you know, well, call a girl, da 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 da, and let her do it. And she was like, and I'm cool with it because I have other stuff to do. She was like, I got to run a business. I got to do this, da 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 da. So if he needs to take care of that, then let him go do it.
That sound like the chick
you were talking to. So I mean, it does exist.
Yeah. Yeah, it does exist, and it works for a lot of people. I think that if anybody is going to try that type of situation, you better be grounded in self.
I was about to say, you better have confident, a lot of confidence in your relationship.
Confident in self. And confidence in your relationship. Mm-hmm. Because that shit's going to get shook down to the foundation if you try to step out and do this and it's not on a solid foundation. That earthquake or that sex club is going to tear all your shit down. But I mean, but that's just like, I don't, it's like you got to be secure.
But that's just like we say that marriages have to be built on more than just sex, right? So, exactly. So,
you got to have more than that.
Means that your partner is providing something that's way more valuable, and you just going to get that. Like, you don't really even have to talk to the person to fuck them. Like, what more Charlene say? You know why I'm here.
Man, I love me some more Charlene.
So, I mean, let's do it. And then I'm going home and finish building my kingdom with my partner. Like,
but you know what's crazy though? And like, on the flip side, for the main, right? So, say you the main. You've been there from like ground, like zero. Level zero, right? You've built up with this man. Y'all got kids together. You done helped build whatever kingdom y'all got popping, you know? And then you find out that he's dealing with somebody else or got kids with somebody.
Oh, Jesus.
I just keep thinking about, like, and you know it, and then you still stay. But you feel like that's one thing too. You feel like because you're the main that you have some type of
cool seniority.
Yes, in that situation, like you know, I be thinking about y'all probably don't even remember this.
Yeah,
y'all watch Scandal, right? Yeah. Do you? There was an episode, I can't even remember like what season, but there was an episode where this was when Olivia was still fixing stuff and she wasn't really concerned about Fitz. But she was concerned about Fitz, but she was actually fixing things. In this particular scenario, a judge or somebody, a big judge had died.
Oh yeah.
In the hotel room with his mistress.
I remember that.
And they explored that relationship, right? Where like the side she had been the side the other woman for years. I'm talking about years, and had a son by this man.
Mm-hmm.
He had two separate families, right? They knew about each other. They didn't like each other. It was apparent. And then I think about when it came down to the funeral, and she saw the wife saw the other son and the woman, and you know she grabbed her hand and they walked down together or whatever. I'm like, oh, that's cute. In the grand scheme of things, but like,
right,
like that happens all the time.
That's been happening
all
for years.
The time. For
you know,
years,
when people die, they be like, "Who was that?"
What's that? Was that you that reposted something that was like, "It's all fun and games being a side chick until he died and his wife won't let you go to the funeral."
Yes,
you moved me. Yes,
that thing took me out.
Man, look. Yo, sometimes, like, I have a friend who is just, like, she has been through her thing with men. She says, you know what, Kayla? I am fine with being somebody's special friend on the obituary. I don't ever have to get married. She was just like, if I am somebody's special friend, I am fine with that. And you just got to get to a level of, like, understand. I got a story to tell, but I cannot tell it.
That is how I look on the obituary. It'd be like, and their special friend.
And their special friend. Woo, man, when this call in, I got a story for y'all. Jesus Christ, a Latter-day Saint. But, and I'm gonna call y'all too. You gonna be like, what? Yes, but no, anyways. But no, but like, seriously though, like, I like sharing those posts. I love them posts that be circling around on Facebook and Instagram. Where it'd be like, what would you do? And it'd be like, you at a funeral with your man and he's died or whatever. and you know, and he's left you all this money, and you find out for the past 6 years he's had another woman and had kids with her. Are you sharing? And she says that she doesn't have anything. He didn't leave her with anything. Are you sharing the money with the other woman and the two kids? And I've always said,
that's the most important part, is to take care of the kids. He would have had to, so.
Right. So I was just like, I like seeing stuff like that. And people were like, I ain't giving the kids nothing. I'm like,
people are jealous of kids. And it just is crazy. Like, kids don't do nothing. Like, they didn't ask to be here. They did nothing wrong. You can't punish kids. But see, what if somebody did
just that's why I would need to go. Like, if that were to ever happen. No, don't be doing nothing to my baby. Because he going to tell it.
But they the kids that everybody knows, yeah. So.
Where's the exit? This wasn't even a personal story. I'm just saying in general. If you were... No, I'm saying, you was in a situation like that, not your current situation. I'm saying if you was in a situation like that where you had kids by a man and he died, you would want your kids to be taken care of. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying in your real life you would want your kids.
I mean, yeah, I would want my kids to be taken care of, but then too, I would have known that I got myself in a sticky situation. And he should have had the stuff set up anyways.
But they did.
I would have had it set up.
It was this chick that said was fucking with this married man, didn't know he was married until she got pregnant or some shit like that. And when she found out, like, she was so in love with him that she kept fucking with him. And it kind of like the situation happened to her, but you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it could be something like that. Like, every story ain't the same. She knew he was married and decided to fuck with him, and now she got to deal with the consequences. Niggas lie.
Yeah, niggas lie, but I'm saying, like, if that's the situation, sis, if you are listening out here and that's the situation, make sure you got your shit together.
Sound advice, Nakobe. Basically, what she's saying is accountability. Yeah, make sure you got your shit
I can't even imagine. I'm praying for folks. I pray for your peace of mind. I pray for all of that.
Bottom line, know what type of man you marry so you marry him, okay?
That's it.
Do all your research.
Sometimes they're so good at hiding who they are.
That's good too. That's a dream.
Because I mean, sometimes, what is it that they saying that you when you be dating folks, you be dating a representative? You're not really dating them.
Listen, you will get bamboozled. They will bamboozle you, and you be like, "Dang it!
I'm not who I really am in the beginning.
Ooh, I'm just glad that I have."
What?
Lord have mercy. Here she go.
I'm not for Brittany. The streets, okay?
Are you for the streets or not?
My hair color is not.
Your hair color would say otherwise.
Okay? Now, if I pop out this summer with blonde, okay.
But it is.
Because you know they have more fun.
Girl.
Listen, I don't know. My kids think you be in the streets, so.
Man,
I'd be standing in the streets one night, and that's all it took for Cam to ask me why I was in the streets.
Guess it in the streets. Whoo, y'all! Let me tell y'all something about my son. He said, "Why are you always recording a podcast?" He recorded a podcast yesterday, and I said, "No, I didn't, but we didn't. We had some technical difficulties, but I saw your laptop, so that means you did." I want to karate chop his ass in the throat. Caleb, get on my nerves, y'all, for real. He do know what's up. He do. And that's, I mean, that's my fault for letting his personality reign supreme. I don't be trying to, you know, be raining on my baby's parade. I let him do a lot. But anywho, that's it. Does it though?
It does. Believe me, I have two characters.
It builds characters. All right, child. These children. Like the day he got on yellow for his behavior.
And he came in and told me. Yellow, virtually.
Because she said, no, he's in class. Oh, he's in person. Lee County is in person. Mm-hmm. If you want to be. And if you don't want to be, then you can stay at the house. But it's been working so far. And he was just like, Mommy, I have something to tell you. I said, what happened? He said, I got yellow today. But it's not that bad. I said, well, why did you get yellow? He's like, because I was doing something other than reading A to Z. And I said, so what were you doing?
Boring.
It is boring. He don't like it. But that's not the point. I was like, you know your zone. Your zone. Your colors are purple, green, or pink. You can't get nothing else other than them three colors. You know that, right? He was like, I know. I was like, all right, well, tomorrow we want better, right? He's like, all right, I'll be better.
So okay. He didn't say why. Or
he quit to come in and tell on somebody else.
Reading A to Z?
Mm-mm. Girl, I bet you if I know my son, I bet you he was playing some games.
Yeah, he probably was playing games instead of reading. Because them kids know how to work them.
Well, I mean, they got games on reading A to Z, too. So he'd rather do that. But I'm like, that's
what parent asks. What the hell is reading A to Z?
All right. It's a program.
It has a bunch of books, mm-hmm. games, and teachers can assign reading passages and books for your kids to mm-hmm. read, and it records kids mm-hmm. reading. Yeah. It's
happening. Girl, he is a mess. Teacher.
Yeah.
Girl, it was so funny because your they were talking about Black History Month last week, and Hubert said that. His teacher was so comfortable talking about Black History Month.
He was there.
I'll let you prop. She said, what? Yeah, because he had to be, because they were home because of the weather, right? So when he's home, we switch up his day. So the first half, he might be with his dad or the second half, or, you know, what, vice versa. So this particular day, he was downstairs with me in the first part. And on the second part, he was upstairs with his dad. Because his dad works from home up and I work down. That's just best for everybody involved. Okay. So I guess they were talking about Black History Month. And she's like, he was like,
I want to know who someone comfortable about.
Talking about Black people. I said, oh, God. Me too. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know too. So I was like, I wish I could listen. But she's so nice.
Is she white?
She don't let them kids. Let me tell you something. Them kids don't be doing shit in her class. Yes.
She's a good teacher.
She got control of them kids.
Is she young or older?
Caleb seems to be learning.
She's been doing this for a while.
Nah, she old. She's been doing it for a long time. Because you can tell she's been doing it for a long time. Like, the whole time that he was remote.
Or y'all can just leave now.
Because y'all gonna listen and y'all gonna get it. Y'all can just leave now because we about to end it pretty soon. But, like, she don't even have to yell at them kids. Like, them young kids, them young teachers be kind of yelling. Not Miss Hope be like, not today. Okay? I know one time when the class first started, some little boy was saying her name wrong. And she was like, my name is not Miss Hope. My name is Miss Holt. I said, ooh. And then she said this one thing, and I cackled. I had a mute cable saying. That thing was funny to me. But this little girl kept going off on mute, right? Coming on and coming off. Whenever she felt like it, she was getting off mute and asking questions and talking over people, right? And she did something. And she was like, well, Jasmine, I know that you know how to come off mute because you do it all the time on your own. So why don't you go ahead and take the off button off so we can hear what you got to say.
Wait a minute. Who's kids? Oh, no, that was... Somebody, I thought it was Caleb who kept raising his hand, answering the questions. Oh, shoot.
It was.
It was. Still is. Still, girl, what did he say last week? He interrupted the call to say something. Like, he got off mute and was like, and he said this, he said, excuse me for interrupting, but I was like, that was, what did he say? I was like, that is not what you're supposed to be doing, but he be doing whatever he want anyway, and I won't be saying nothing. But anyways, are we going to do a self-care this week? Because I don't have any. Your girl is in shambles.
I don't have no self-care this week. I don't think. Y'all be great. My mom thinks I'm going to Lexington this weekend to take her out to dinner, but little do she know, it's not happening.
You're not taking me out to get something to eat?
Birthday?
No, I told her.
You don't want to take her? Why don't you want to take her? Did she make you mad?
I said, no, you should be looking for a gift on Saturday, not me. No.
No. Girl, you are the gift.
Send my brother some money and tell him to take her out to wherever she want to go. I'm tired.
That's hilarious.
My self-care this week is... check your gift cards, okay? I had a bunch of gift cards. Basically, clean out your purse, ladies. Because I was cleaning out my purse. And I found some gift cards, y'all. I found a Belk gift card that had $45 on it that I was getting ready to throw away. I found all these Visa gift cards that had, like, $10 here, $8 here. Like, all this stuff was added up. I was like, okay. What you buy?
Looking for you. They clearance section be the bomb. Yeah, and then if you add that $45 to it, and then you got those other Visa cards, girl, you could be having a free item. Belk's clearance be the bomb, girl.
I'm going to have to look, yesterday. And I was just like, oh my God, I have this couponer taught
me
cards.
That. I didn't know I had that no Belk had a bomb clearance like that either. Today was sending me stuff and I said, oh, what?
Oh, they do.
Yeah, I was getting away. I was getting ready to throw first shooting trash. And I was like, what?
Go ahead.
Ooh, I got some. I got one. Ladies. And gents, if you're listening, give yourself grace. Allow yourself to have some grace. That's my self-care. If you make a mistake, it's all right. People make mistakes all the time. Give yourself the grace to kind of, you know, let it go. That's and beautiful. Keep it moving.
You know, when you said ladies that's and gents on here, it made me think of Will and Grace. When Jack was like, ladies and gentle ladies.
Jack, man, I thought for sure that he was deserved a spinoff more than anybody.
Oh my God, remember we used to watch Will and Grace?
I started it, but I didn't finish.
Did y'all watch the new season when it came out?
Like the second episode when they got stuck in the tub.
I didn't watch it.
Yes.
That was like the second episode of the first season. Yes. That might have been the first episode.
Stuck in the shower. I need to go back.
We didn't watch it. I just remember
I
we used to watch it when we lived together.
Man, some of these shows have aged well. I started watching Will and Grace and then I fell off when the new season started back. But I like them. Now they off the air for good. I like them. I think Will is, I mean, not Will. I like Will. But yes. Jack was my favorite. Him and the little one, little Leslie Jordan. Ooh, I used to love me. What was his name on the show?
I forgot.
Now I gotta look it up.
I always call him Little Something.
Now I gotta look it up. Cause I love me some.
Well, she had a talk show.
Karen deserved her own spinoff too. That don't count. I won't. Yes. I won't. Beverly Leslie. Beverly. I want her to have Karen need her own show. Her being Karen. Ooh, she was funny to me, child. I laughed a lot of times with Karen. But that's it, y'all. This is gonna be posted up tomorrow. Thank you all for listening.
We appreciate y'all.
Bye, guys. We appreciate you, and we'll see you on the next round.